Dr. Hartman, you said in your book that the 20th century is called the Century of America, and it could also be called the Century of the American Woman. Why?
Because of the exciting push for equality. Changes happened in other countries. Heroines and activists occurred elsewhere. But it happened in a bigger, noisier way in America. Women fought for and finally got the vote in the 1920s. Then came the 30s. During the economic depression, the jobs there were went to men. In the 40s, with the men gone to war, wives moved into the workforce. But the 50s brought women back into the home. In the early 60s, the introduction of the birth control pill destroyed the female role, starting the growth of the women's movement. In the 80s, women fought with men who didn't want to share power or chores. In the 90s, more women got into professional schools.
Do you think that there are still men showing bias everywhere?
Yes, there are still many women being hurt, hit, harassed, and too many women below the poverty line. But a lot of men did try to change, and have. They are partners in this great adventure. I often see men do things that my father and his friends could never do. Hug, hold, and kiss each other, their wives, and their children. I see a quiet daily demonstration of a new kind of maleness. Men nursing their wives through breast cancer. Fathers carrying babies or nurturing their daughters' careers.
I should say that men and women are more alike than not, and entitled to a full and equal range of experiences and emotions, jobs, and opportunities?
Definitely. It's far from perfect and far from over, but what an adventure it has been.